Hello, my name is Deborah Bowman, and I wrote the paper Vulnerability, Survival and Shame in Nina Raine's Tiger Country. I first came across the idea of a shame and medicine special issue as the former editor of Medical Humanities. Luna and Barry approached me, and I was absolutely thrilled when they did. I'd been aware of their work. I had been interested in shame, probably only on the periphery, really, of what I was interested in. But it seemed to me to have potential to conceptualise but also articulate, so both conceptualise and capture, things that resonated with me that weren't necessarily well described or perhaps were over-described. That sounds like a strange thing to say, but I think there can be such a tendency in academic work generally to interrogate and find nuance after nuance after nuance, which is all great, but that sometimes I think we miss the essence of a problem or a question or a phenomenon. And shame seemed to me to be that rare thing in that it was resonant. It seemed to be grounded in phenomena that are well described in all kinds of ways by all kinds of people. But it also had scholarly depth. It was contested. It was challenging, amorphous. And therefore, I was intrigued. So I was delighted to commission the special issue. And then much later on, I asked whether I might be able to submit a paper. And fortunately for me, Luna and Barry said they would. I should emphasise that it went through peer review like all other papers. And I knew I wanted to write about Nina Raine's play Tiger Country. For those that don't know it, this is a play written about 3-4 years ago. It was written longer ago than that. It was written ago in 2011, performed though in 2013 and then reprised. And I saw it each time and I've read it often. And it's such a fascinating play because on the surface it appears, as all good plays do, to be a great, vibrant, but fairly simple account, maybe for some even simplistic account of what it is to be in a busy hospital for the different people who are passing through a busy London hospital. But there is so much more, both to the play and I think to the representation of its ideas, its emotions, its questions in a theatrical context. So the performative nature of theatre, and particularly this play and the way I'd seen it staged, made me think a lot about shame and this idea of both the internal distress or emotion or script versus that which is performed, and the ways in which the intersection of the internal and external may contribute to shame, may manifest in shame, may disguise shame, what that relationship was. So that was why I wrote the paper. I hope people enjoy reading the paper. I've found writing it absolutely intriguing, and I am really grateful to have had the opportunity. So thank you to Brandy, the new editor, to Luna and to Barry for making it possible, and enjoy the issue.